Well, they leave the James Bond dossier, and it is Thursday the 7th of February 2019. Yesterday I brought you some news about Bond 25, which was that it looks like the start is going to be delayed by about a month, and the other was that the Bond 25 will be released under the United Artists label, something that hasn't happened since the 1990s with the Pierce Brosnan films. And a couple of days, a day before that, I was talking about my experience in Casino Royale. I attended the premiere, and just wanted to cover that a bit more because I must have been in the UK for 4 or 5 days, something like that. I think I arrived on a Sunday. From memory, the premiere was on a Tuesday, and so I went into London on the Monday just to have a look around Leicester Square and see what was going on. And they were doing the big build up. I'm not sure they had the Aston Martin on the Monday yet, but they were certainly putting up fencing around the square and preparing everything. And in fact, they were working well into Tuesday, and they only really had it ready just before the premiere took place. But on the Monday, they were putting up this plastic sheeting with Casino Royale stamped on the side of it, which was pretty good. I wish I'd nabbed some of that. That would have been a good souvenir. It's not something that I've seen anybody has, but I guess somebody does. And on the Tuesday, I went in again. I met up to pick up my ticket from the guy from MI6, and then they actually had the Aston Martin DBS in the centre set up, and so I asked one of the security guys there whether I could go in and take a look, and to my surprise, he did let me, so I went in and took some photos of that and so on, which was quite good. And just in the centre of London, it was just James Bond crazy. It was a new actor, they hadn't had a Bond film for 4 years, and there were camera crews everywhere. I remember going into a bookshop, and I was looking for a birthday present for my dad, in fact, but there was a Japanese camera crew in there, and they were shooting footage of the James Bond books behind them. So, and it was just tripping over camera crews everywhere. I said the other day, the premiere was a fantastic night. I met some really interesting people, actually. I didn't get everybody's names, unfortunately. I remember meeting one couple from the States, and she had a wedding ring, and it was the same as the one in On Her Majesty's Secret Service, which is made out in the words, "We have all the time in the world," which was quite impressive. She said, by the way, that it was very uncomfortable to wear, but because it's got those sharp edges, so that was interesting. And after the premiere, I remember seeing Judi Dench in a limo being driven to the after-show party and stuff like that, and being stopped in Leicester Square. People say, "Is it any good? Is it any good?" And you say, yeah. We were blown away by it. And anyway, I'm not sure whether I went back to Spain the next day or the day after that. But when I got home, this is a postscript really. My then girlfriend, she said, "Oh yeah, well, got this cat, and it was on the street and had a bad eye, so we had it operated. Can we keep it?" And I was like, "Oh, another cat." Anyway, after a couple of days, I relented. I said, "Yeah, but I'm going to name the cat." So that was the agreement. We took the cat. I named it. I called it Vespa, and it was a really good example of a cat. She had one eye and a tail with a 90-degree break in it, so she was pretty unique. We had her for I think 11 years until she died of kidney failure, unfortunately. But there you go. So that's all my Casino Royale experience. So I guess tomorrow, unless there's any Bond 25 news, I will do Quantum of Solace. So see you then. There's the lens. See you then. JamesBondDossier.com/watch, JamesBondDossier.com/listen, or you can buy my book about the James Bond drinks. It's called The Complete Guide to the Drinks of James Bond, in fact, at JamesBondDrinks.com. Let's try this again. See you tomorrow.